You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 on this Tuesday morning, May 27th, 2025. Getting all settled in after the Memorial Day weekend. It's another beautiful morning to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're spending your mornings, listening across the Civic Media Radio Network, or watching us on YouTube or Facebook, or on the Civic Media app, or by podcast. We appreciate you starting your day right here. I've got a question for you. Is it the day after a holiday weekend? Does it always have to be this discombobulating? It's so discombobulating that on Tuesday, Dan Schaefer, who's normally here from the recombobulation area, isn't here. He and Melissa Baldoff are flipping days. And so we'll talk to Melissa Baldoff coming up later today. Tony's chiding me right out of the gate here. Late start today, Pat. I was looking for that exactly 6 o'clock start with a preview of the show. And of course, behind the scenes, we got things going here at about 6:03. For that bugaboo that we've talked about a lot, which is why I'm going to welcome in Greg Bach and Parker Olson a little early here. Good morning, guys. Greg, we've talked about this before. You think you do everything right, and then you got to do the software update. And then I did the software update exactly right until about the time you guys couldn't hear me, and I realized that the software update wasn't picking up the new microphone setup here. So I shake my fist again like an old man, and I go, technology!
There you go.
That's what we get.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I had a wonderful weekend.
Great. I mean, what did you do?
This had to be one of the most pleasant Memorial Day weekends.
Yeah.
I mean, we got so much done around the house. Although one of which I'm having second thoughts about. I put these lights above the new bookshelf. You can see them on social media here.
Yeah.
They're a little distracting, but check this out. I got this little remote in my hand. I hit this and whoa!
Oh my gosh!
I can light up the bookshelves,
Parker. That top shelf is like the Empire State Building at night. Oh my god! So bright.
It's beautiful.
Good job, IKEA.
Yeah,
and guy who put IKEA things together. Anyway, Parker, how was your weekend?
It was pretty good. Didn't do a whole lot. Went to the baseball game on Saturday. It was a good time.
And it was just the one game, the Super Regionals?
Super Regionals ended up being two games because Whitewater lost the first game.
Okay.
But it was pretty good, though. They won the second, so they're going to the World Series now. So we're doing good.
All right. And so is the World Series like a home-and-home thing or a neutral site?
World Series is kind of weird in college. It's eight teams.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling it Super-Duper Regionals.
Super-Duper Regionals.
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
And then it's out in Ohio. I think it's like East Lake.
Okay. All right. Greg?
Yes.
Did you get to lay low? Did you work too much?
I worked Friday and Saturday. Sunday, I don't remember what I did Sunday. We went to the dog park. I don't remember what we did Sunday. It was that's good because then nothing.
That's good.
But then Monday, oh my goodness. I changed my oil. Which was interesting because this is the first time on my new car, and on this new car there is this huge carbon fiber thing on the bottom of it that you have to remove with these. I had to buy a tool, and it was a lot. It was really it made what usually takes about 20 minutes into an hour. So, but that is done, and then I. It is embarrassing, but we've been in our house for almost 3 years now, and there was this play set in our backyard that actually was like, I was like, oh, there's a play set. The nieces and nephews can come over. And then I walked up to it and kind of like touched it and pushed it. I'm like, oh, no child should ever be on this thing. And it was always that thing of like, I'm going to take that down this week, and I'm going to take that. And then finally yesterday I took a hacksaw, a sawzall and a circular saw too, and just took it all down. And
Greg Bach destroyed a child's play.
Yeah. I made safe for kids. And then I grilled out, made stuff on the grill.
Same thing. It was just the two of us, but we're like, let's grill.
Yeah.
So we've got burgers and brats aplenty for the rest of the week. you're not going to put just two brats and two burgers on the grill. It's like, well, put them all on there. We'll warm them up throughout the week. Yeah. So, but you couldn't not. It was just so gorgeous. It was perfect grilling weather. Got, you know, all kinds of stuff done around the house, inside the house, outside the house. It was just, again, I'm so not used to that for Memorial Day weekend. So I was happy to have that that problem of, oh, we have to do stuff outside because the weather's so nice.
Yeah.
Coming up on the program today, we've got author Laura Bird, who's joining us at about 7:30 to talk about summertime beach reads. What are the new books that are coming out? And just as importantly, how does she find out about them and how you can too? She'll talk about getting the inside scoop on the new books that are coming out while she tells us which ones to expect this summer. Dan Hagen will be around for today's history lesson from WJFW Newswatch 12 in Rhinelander. There's also a lot of behind-the-scenes chatter at political conventions, and state Democrats will do that in about 2.5 weeks, and so there's already plenty of speculation on A, whether Governor Tony Evers will run for a third term, and B, if he doesn't, just how many, many, many Democrats are going to jump into that primary field. Let's see. We'll talk to Melissa Baldoff. Like I mentioned, she and Dan Schaefer switching days this week. So we'll have Melissa Baldoff at 8:30. And as we talk about climate and the environment and politics, we will talk about Donald Trump's latest efforts to kill clean energy progress, substantially increase nuclear power, and allow an oil rig executive sweeping powers over federal lands without going through a U.S. Senate confirmation first. Chad Holmes will be here as well, Brittany Merlot with her forecast. So a lot to cover today on this Tuesday. I have to remind myself, Tuesday, Alicia's got it as well on YouTube. Good Tuesday morning. We'll have to remind ourselves about that. Tony says, geesh, why don't you just blame the Gomans? I watched Andor over the weekend.
The Gormans. Oh,
the Gormans. Okay. And he also says, are you a legit YouTuber now with this fancy setup? Maybe. You know, who am I to say if I'm legit? And he says, I'm very proud I took the carburetor off my lawnmower and cleaned it. Didn't put it back together correctly, so did it again, and the mower worked. Success, everybody. Success. It's the little thing. Honestly, it is, where you go, okay, I can figure this out. I can do it. And then you want the applause, so there's your applause for whatever you got done around the house. Cassandra on YouTube, we did so much yard work over the last week. We both took a full week of PTO, which was very much needed. Alicia says, I spent my Memorial Day weeding and keeping my brain occupied. I know Sherry planted a bunch of plants. All the planters are full, and the house is even more gorgeous now. Tony back on YouTube. Hey, Pat, have you readied your campaign for governor? Greg is free to be campaign manager. The handsome and capable Luke can make sure everything runs smoothly. I believe he's got that all upside down, Greg. Luke should be running for governor.
You ever feel like Tony's just a pot stirrer, like just trying to get things going? Like,
you think
so? I don't want to be campaign manager. I'm done with that world. That was and I'm not going to run a campaign in 2025. I don't have that kind of wherewithal.
No.
Sounds like a lot.
No, it does. I'm not that mean.
Is Tony a potster? I don't know if you remember Edward Scissorhands. Tony's basically got like electric mixer beaters for hands. He's just always stirring the pot as rapidly as humanly possible on everything.
It's an amazing reference. Also, Andor was fantastic, Tony. That second season was really, really good.
Remember Joe Zepecki was here last week, and he basically recited a speech from the show.
Yeah.
Which was, again, I haven't seen a moment of it, completely lost on me, but still an inspirational speech. Clearly people like it.
So have you seen Star Wars?
Yes.
Have you seen Rogue One?
Yes, loved it.
Okay. Andor is two seasons and leads into, and actually, if you don't like anything about Star Wars, all you need to, you can watch season one, two of Andor and Rogue One and be done with it. And you've got all of the, it's so good.
So it's like the lead in to Rogue One.
It's a prequel, essentially, yes.
Because I liked Rogue One, perhaps most of all the Star Wars things that were made. Mm. And I know it was a one and done thing for reasons we can't spoil. So yeah, if this is in that you know, kind of ilk.
Yeah.
I'll watch it. But speaking of watching things on TV.
Yeah.
Oh, I was so happy. Sherry and I were so happy last night to sit down and finally catch up with a show. Look, there have been a lot of TV cancellations over the years that make you scratch your head. And others like, why haven't you canceled this show yet? But one that really confused us was when CNN canceled this wonderful show that aired during the pandemic called Stanley Tucci Searching for Italy. And it was just Stanley Tucci going from city to city across Italy and exploring the local cuisine and meeting people. And it was just a nice feel-good show with food that, I mean, you wanted to lick the TV screen. The food looks so good. Mm-hmm. Don't look at me like that. That's
all right.
And then they canceled it after like a second season or, you know, something like that. He was going to hit all 20 regions of Italy and he didn't get there. And I thought, well, that was dumb. And eventually found a deal with Nat Geo, which also put it on Hulu and Disney. And so last night we started watching the new Stanley Tucci Italy show. And this one, again, is through Nat Geo and Hulu, and watched the first two episodes of that. And it all came flooding right back. It was 1 week ago at this moment, I was all, you know, up in everybody's business about how wonderful Portugal is and Europe and the food and can't wait to go back. And honestly, watching those episodes last night probably shaved another 6 months off my target retirement date. The closer that I can get back on a plane and try some of that food and do some of that sightseeing. They went to the Tuscany region where they get all of the marble, like they started with Michelangelo's David statue. And these to see, you know, this entire mountain carved away and it's all perfect marble to be cut off in slabs and turned into something was just breathtakingly gorgeous.
Hey, see that mountain? It used to be bigger, but we needed art. I'm sorry. We needed art. I don't know. I'm not good at Italian accents.
Tony. Tony goes, you went to Portugal? I didn't hear you mention it, Tony.
Man, Tony.
And Alicia, I really need to stop being my dad when I try to watch TV, falling asleep as soon as the TV turns on. Yeah, hasn't happened. Well, no, I can't say that. I can hear Sherry driving to work right now going, really, Pat? You've never fallen asleep while watching TV? Okay, it is starting to happen. And that troubles me a little bit.
But, and you know what would help with that, Pat? You know what would really help with that? If you did a sleep study.
I have a follow-up on that.
It's great.
I have news to share.
Good.
So I will do that. First, though, at 6:18, I should find out what the Milwaukee Brewers did because they started a home series against the Boston Red Sox. And on the first pitch of the game, Jackson Churio hits it. Well, first, not the first pitch of the game, first pitch in the bottom of the first inning. Jackson Churio hit the first pitch he saw, and the Brewers would go on to defeat the Boston Red Sox 3-2 yesterday. Starter Chad Patrick pitched 4 2/3 scoreless innings, giving up 3 hits while striking out 6. D.L. Hall, fresh off the 60-day DL, see what I did there, did some relief pitching upon his return to the roster. But it also meant that the Brewers had to send down one of their pitchers. And who is it?
Me.
No, it was not you, I promise.
Henderson?
Yes, who's had this just amazing start, but they had to option him back to Nashville to put D.L. Hall back on. But he will be back. I mean, the manager was, Pat Murphy, was quite clear about that. Anyway, game two this evening against the Red Sox. Coverage should begin about 6:05 on several Civic Media radio stations. So head to the Civic Media website to learn more. Then game three is tomorrow afternoon, Thursday off, and then a road trip to Philly and Cincinnati. From the heart of America's up north, live from Lake Wissota, thanks for making this a place to spend part of your mornings on this Tuesday. I'm Pat Kreitlow on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back on this Tuesday morning, just about 6:23, and I was just calling up the radar here, and it's widespread widespread scattered showers throughout a big chunk of southwestern Wisconsin, up into western Wisconsin a bit, but not all of it is necessarily hitting the ground yet. So it may not be raining where you are in the western half of Wisconsin, but it probably will be at some point, at least some scattered rain and a little warmer than usual. Thankfully, it's 52 here in Chippewa Falls right now. And Brittany Merlot will have more forecast details for us coming up in just a bit. My thanks to Todd Alba for coming up to beautiful Chippewa Falls, Greg and Parker, and showing us how to do a show from the backyard. I thought he was going to do it from the back deck. He took his little portable setup that he brings for all of his road shows and he put it at the top of the lake stairs so that he could put Lake Wissota right behind him,
mm-hmm.
and pulled off a great show. He had wonderful guests and showed how you're supposed to get it done. I'm not saying we're going to do a 6 a.m. show from the backyard, but I'm also not saying that Greg and Parker couldn't come up here sometime and, you know, we could try. We probably won't, but I mean, we could try. That's the whole point, right?
Yeah. You can always try.
Yes.
Well, here's the thing is I can always come to Chippewa Falls, head over to Lake Wissota, and I can be like, oh, man, I'm here to do radio. Oh, nothing works, and I forgot all the equipment. Let's go on the pontoon boat. Yay!
Yes, we could definitely do that.
That works for me.
Yes. We did not take the boat out for its first voyage yet.
What?
Because we've got this other toy over here. We got this Jeep that we can drop the top on. And we were both like, you know, we feel like cleaning the boat yet? And like, no. All right. Let's just go for a ride. So we went up for a ride upriver to join us with some other friends, because one of the first things you have to do after you're getting your boat set up is you have to get all that pollen off the boat. He's like, why is this boat so dusty? And you realize it is just everything up here gets coated in pollen that you've got to clean off.
This is so funny. The trials and tribulations of owning a boat.
Yep. Oh, Parker. As if there weren't enough trials and tribulations of owning a boat. Is that, yeah, you got to wait. It's like, ew, no. Let's just go on the...
My beloved, I do not feel like cleaning the boat. Let's take the car. That's funny to me.
I know it is. I think I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I think I do. I was promising you an update on the sleep study.
Yes.
Thing.
Yes, please, and thank you.
Because you're kind enough to care.
I do care.
Anyway, so it turned out, remember I said, well, I'm sure it didn't work because I had insomnia. I wasn't really sleeping. I finally took the stuff off,
mm-hmm.
and I went and scheduled a retest. I finally did that after much hectoring from Mr. You can't spell badger without... No, never mind.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah, you can't. No, it doesn't work. Anyway, and a couple days back, the clinic called and said, why did you call to reschedule your sleep test? Well, because I didn't sleep, you know, the first time. Well, you must have, because we do have enough data and we want you to come in for the follow-up. Okay. So now the follow-up is scheduled, although... they're so backed up, it won't be for almost a month. But it turns out I made sure, I'm like, you guys are sure. I don't want to come all the way down there. I don't have to wait 4 or 5 weeks for you to say, oh, looks like there wasn't enough data. We're going to have to reschedule this. I'm like, no, we promise there's going to be a plan. So I've got one more month before I do that follow-up. So yes, Mr. Bach.
Okay.
I did follow your advice.
That's good.
Your hectoring and all of that.
Do you know what's funny is that you think you didn't sleep well, you don't think you slept enough. That's how mm-hmm. poorly you sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then when and I guarantee you, if you already think that you need one, or that you think you have sleep apnea, or there's a snoring problem, and because you're married to a doctor, I'm going to also imagine she's given her thoughts on this too.
She has.
The level of sleep that you are going to have if you do it, if you stay with it, and mm-hmm. you know, it's going to be mind blowing and life changing. I guarantee it.
Well, and that's the thing. People are now like, who cares about Krayla? How's Bach doing? You've been doing this for a while here now. We haven't gotten an update.
Me.
You then had this thing where they took an ice auger mm-hmm. that, you know, is no longer being used to drill holes in yes. the lake now that it's thawed, but they shoved it up your nasal cavities instead,
yes.
and for what, 2 weeks you were sniffling, you weren't sure it was worth it. Was it worth it?
Absolutely. I'm glad it was the best thing I've ever done. Like in my adult life, next to marrying my wife, that was pretty good move too, Greg. Good job. But no, like as far as like looking after my health and taking steps forward, men have a really hard time doing this for various reasons, whether it's pride or I got things to do. No, you can do this now. I'm glad I did it, and I'm glad I had the advice of friends around me, and I'm glad that it's for the most part done. I'm pretty much fully healed from the procedure, but yes, I wear the CPAP when I take naps now. I don't even like, I'm going to take a nap on the couch. No, I go upstairs and I like sleep like I would in bed at night, and it helps every time. So it was a great decision, and I'm glad you're doing as well, Pat. And if you are out there listening and you think, and it doesn't, you know, it's not a man woman thing, it's not a big skinny thing, it's just your level of quality of sleep. If you feel like that's being hampered, go talk to a specialist. And I can't guarantee anything other than you will feel great if you start doing it.
Tony writes, my dad was very skeptical about the mask, but it made a 1,000% difference.
Yep.
And again, it seems to be fairly unanimous from people. And now that we've done that, Greg, let's turn to Silent Parker and let's see. Can we put the thought bubbles above his head? Can you imagine what he's thinking right now about having to listen to old men discussing their sleep issues here right now? Do you think this is what he signed up for?
I did not expect to get so excited about getting older today.
Wow. It's like I'm going to have sleep apnea and a boat.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I'm going to complain about it on the radio, and people are going to mock me for it. I cannot wait to get to that age.
Dearest, can we take the boat or the smaller boat? What do we do today?
It will make me too sneezy, and I won't.
Thank you, everybody, for spending some time here as part of your mornings, powered by Up North News. We'll have more live from Chippewa Falls after the Midwest Farm Report here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Remember, Up North News offers now three different newsletters for your perusing pleasure. Head over to upnorthnewswi.com, click subscribe. In the banner at the top of the homepage, you get our weekday morning newsletter put together by Christina Laurie, who today talks a bit about lake health in one part of Wisconsin, how you can get updates. And also, one of the Biden-era programs that Donald Trump hasn't killed yet. So for now, consumers still have a bit of an advantage when airlines cause delays of 3 hours or more as you're flying the sometimes friendly skies. And then she also has a once a month newsletter about sports in Wisconsin, a lot of the good stories and good people behind sports teams and programs in our state. And then there is my Sunday morning politics newsletter that we pass along to folks. A lot of it is stuff that you're hearing here on the radio, but a nice little summary of what was covered that particular week. And then there's also a question of the week, which is where I'm going to kick things off here, where I simply asked folks, in light of the passage by the House of Representatives of Trump's so-called budget blueprint, although it's really much more of a budget buster, I said, what does this mean about the GOP going forward as so-called fiscal conservatives? Because here's the thing, again, I won't stretch this out, but here's the math again. We've been focused a lot on the $1 trillion in cuts that Trump and Republicans are proposing. And that's worthy of everybody's attention. But the bill itself, in total, including all the tax breaks to the very wealthy and to corporations, has about a $4 trillion price tag. And you're going, well, where's the other $3 trillion coming from? They're just driving up the deficit. They're just contributing to the national debt. Same thing that they did with the bill that this would replace, the 2017 Trump tax bill. So I got good news for progressives everywhere. Because of that vote last week on a bill that just, you know, cavalierly says, oh, we'll just rack up another $3 trillion in debt for tax cuts. The good news is that at no point any longer can Republicans look at any Democrats who propose something and say these words. we can't afford it. Because it's clear that you can. If you want to, you just drive up the deficit, which is not necessarily what progressives ever propose on something. There's usually there something like, I don't know, making sure billionaires pay their fair share of taxes instead of giving them more tax breaks. So this actually was a bit of a historic fork in the road, if you will. And Republicans took the fork that said, we are no longer the party of fiscal conservatism. And if anybody wants to propose anything, we can no longer say we can't afford it. Because it was a fellow Republican who said during the House debate, it's not the spending like drunken sailors. It was like spending like drunken sailors who'd won the lottery or something. So the question of the week in our Sunday morning newsletter was, is this the new Republican Party? Is this one that no longer even has the illusion of being fiscal conservatives because, you know, they now show that it doesn't matter unless it's something they disagree with? That was, I think, option A. Option B was that this is simply a short-term thing, and that when Donald Trump and the MAGA wing has moved on, you know, the Republican Party will once again be the party of fiscal conservatism. What do you think of that? And then there was the option that said the Trump line. Actually, this is great. This is fiscal conservatism because when you make $1 trillion in cuts and then when you give billionaires big tax credits, it will all trickle down and it will be great for the economy. And so far, nobody has said that, surprisingly, in all of our many responses that we get, you know, by email. So I was looking at some of the responses here. Here's one from Luann. She says, I think we should take turns. The Republicans get 2 years and then Democrats get 2 years. Nobody gets to use more than $1,000 to run their campaign of their own money. Let's take the only way to win an election based on wealth out of the game craziness. Follow the money. It's all about the money. No more kings, we the people. A lot of folks simply writing the illusion of the deficit hawks is over. Some pointing out that this really has been a case for the Republican Party going back to Reagan. And that's clear what the record is. It still mystifies me that 40 plus years later, there's still people that think that Ronald Reagan was some kind of a fiscal conservative. Again, the very first budget of his presented the illusion of it, and then everything after that ran up the deficit. Now, there are others here, like Patricia, who writes, I may be a dreamer, but I'm hoping that once Trump is gone, they, the Republicans, will wake up and return to their fiscally conservative roots. But by and large, folks are saying the Republican stance was never truly about deficits. The GOP is simply more open these days about being the party of helping the rich at the expense of the poor, even if it drives up deficits. And so those are some of the responses to our question of the week. If you would like to share a response, you can send us an email with your thoughts on it, radio@upnorthnewswi.com. Again, radio@upnorthnewswi.com. You can also call or text the show, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. You can use the Civic Media app to call us or text us. You can now also use the Civic Media app to leave us a voice note. And when you do that, we'll be able to play back the audio of what you've sent to us. So we'd love to hear more from you that way as well. Let's see. We also had the note about, oh yeah, the comment section, of course, Facebook, YouTube, you know, where more and more people are jumping in, to Tony, Alicia, Cassandra, you know, Robin Tigerton, Cassandra adding on YouTube. Ugh, we have had over 40 years to prove that trickle down doesn't work. To which I can only say again, amen, amen, amen. And yet people, enough people still believe the nonsense such that it is. As I was looking, you know, through the other headlines about, you know, Trump and the budget and everything else, I unfortunately had to subject myself, so I'm going to do the same to you, to what the president had to say at Arlington National Cemetery and in his social media posts. Memorial Day is a nonpartisan day of solemn remembrance for those who died protecting our rights and freedoms and our country. And instead, Trump had an all caps Memorial Day post attacking Joe Biden and federal judges who he called monsters who want our country to go to hell. Really, really great stuff there on Memorial Day. In his remarks at Arlington, he, of course, had to turn them political. He talked about those who had fallen, who gave us the freest, greatest, and most noble republic ever to exist on the face of the earth, a republic that I am fixing after a long and hard 4 years. Yes, that's he actually did say that. He also said, he bragged about, even though he lost to Joe Biden in 2020, that because he won last year, he will now be president for America's 250th birthday and the Summer Olympics in the U.S. and the World Cup in the U.S. And he says, amazing how the way things have worked out for him. Because, again, it was very much all about him. What else has he been doing? Well, on Memorial Day, he pardoned a former Virginia sheriff sentenced to 10 years in prison after being convicted by a jury on federal bribery charges for deputizing several businessmen in exchange for cash payments. The former sheriff had been sentenced in March, but yesterday Trump posted on social media that Scott Jenkins was dragged through hell by a corrupt and weaponized Biden Department of Justice. This is just the latest pardon that Trump has given to loyal supporters. In April, he pardoned Nevada Republican Michelle Fiore, who was awaiting sentencing on federal charges that she used money meant for a statue honoring a slain police officer and used that money for personal costs, including plastic surgery. Again, she was waiting sentencing on that theft and embezzlement, but she was a public supporter of Trump, so he pardoned her. In January, Trump pardoned Ross Ulbricht, the founder of Silk Road, an underground website for selling drugs. And that's putting it mildly. It was a super mall for thousands of drug dealers. And he had been sentenced to life in prison in 2015 because of the people who died from the drugs that he helped traffic and for people that he had threatened to have killed. But again, was a public supporter of Trump. Donald Trump commuted his sentence. And then, of course, there are the 1,500 or so people charged with crimes because of the January 6th insurrection, including people who had been convicted by a jury of assaulting police officers, and Trump pardoned every one of them as well. Let's switch gears entirely because I would rather be looking ahead at this point than looking back, and I'm going to look ahead to the state Democratic convention, which is coming up in 2.5 weeks here. Well, it turns out the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is looking ahead as well. They have a political team question for Molly Beck and Dan Bice where people sent in their questions and they addressed some of them. And obviously one of the big ones on the Democratic side of Wisconsin politics is, will Governor Tony Evers run for a third term? And if he doesn't, who do you think is likely to get in the race? And it's the obvious answer is who won't get into the race. But Molly Beck takes note that, you know, the names include Attorney General Josh Call, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, soon to be former Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler. And then Dan Bice basically echoed all of that, but with his opinion on all of it, where Bice said, Call would be the immediate front runner if Evers is out, even if Call continues to underwhelm, in Dan Bice's words. Sarah Rodriguez, he says, is already gearing up to run, but just how many voters know who the lieutenant governor is? Crowley wants to run and is the best speaker of the bunch, but the Milwaukee County executive would have lots of work to do statewide. He goes on to say, in the middle of the pack, Sarah Godlewski is probably waiting to see what Ron Johnson does while hoping everyone forgets her last statewide run. because Dan's not going to write anything unless he's getting a little dagger in at somebody. Cavalier Johnson isn't running if Crowley is, but the mayor is hanging around just in case. And Ben Wickler certainly can raise money, but multiple Democratic insiders say they don't see him pulling the trigger. They go on to talk about, Dan Bice says, State Senator Chris Larson runs for anything and everything, even when it's not in the cards. And this would not be in the cards, Dan Bice says. And then Outagamie County Executive Tom Nelson, who he puts in the same category as Chris Larson. And then, of course, there's also State Senator Kelda Roy's, Molly Beck reminds us, who was also a candidate for U.S. Senate, and notes that Kelda Roy's was interviewed on Wisconsin Eye recently, asked how she felt about Evers running for a third term, and she says, you know, traditionally two terms have been plenty for Wisconsin governors, but he's going to decide what he wants to do. And in that same interview, Democratic State Representative Tip McGuire of Kenosha, when asked if Evers should run for a third term, gave an unequivocal yes. Dan Hagen from Newswatch 12 and Rhinelander joins us for today's history lesson next. You're up north.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
For the record, we never broke up. We just took a 14-year vacation.
And with that, the Eagles and their self-described 14-year vacation with a reunion, a concert for on this day in 1994 in Burbank, California, which would lead to an album and a tour all called Hell Freezes Over, which is how they felt about a reunion back in 1980 when they all just about came to fisticuffs. But there they are back and making, and made a little money after that 14-year break.
I can imagine.
Just a little. Welcome to today's history lesson for this Tuesday morning. It is May 27th, and we are joined by Dan Hagen from Newswatch 12, WJFW in Rhinelander. Mr. Hagen, how are you?
I'm doing well. Love the Eagles. I still have never listened to Hell Freezes Over, though. Every other album I've listened to.
Have you? Okay. When this version of Hotel California, the new version, quote-unquote, mm-hmm. and you first hear this little guitar play in the beginning.
Yeah.
And now, of course, to all of us, it's obvious that it's the intro to Hotel California. Keep in mind, nobody'd ever heard this. They'd heard the original version from 1976. And we're like, what is this thing that they're playing? And then this happens.
I still get goosebumps.
That's listen, so cool.
The crowd goes wild and it's like, they're back, they're back. So that would be the Eagles 31 years ago today.
Wow.
I know. Yeah, 31 years ago today was the reunion.
Yeah.
Let's see. On this day, usually we start with a much older song, but I wanted to start with that clip from the beginning of their concert here. So here's the oldie that we're going to start with. The Grammy Awards were held on this day in 1962 in New York. The record of the year, the song of the year, was from the movie Breakfast at Tiffany's, and it was sung by Andy Williams. Go ahead and sing along.
Wider than a mile, I'm crossing.
Music has really come a long way since 1962.
If you told me this song was from 1949, I would have believed you. Like, it just sounds so vintage.
He's got one of those voices, though, you know, that just every Christmas I listen to him for a reason.
Oh, mm-hmm. Of course. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Mm-hmm. On this day in 1927, Ford ceased manufacturing of the Model T and began to retool their plants. Retool. I'll retool you, Christmas vacation, to make the Ford Model A. And you say to yourself, hey, wait a minute. How'd they go from the Model T to the Model A? And I was dumb enough to look up the answer. They went through the whole alphabet the first time when they were making their first model, and it wasn't until T that they felt like they got it right. And they didn't want to next go to U, so they basically started all over again. So it'd be like going from, you know, on software, it's like the updates are like 1.4, 1.5, 1.6, and then eventually it's 2.0. That's what your Model A is your 2.0.
That's a fantastic tagline, though. Ford, Model U.
the more you know. The actor Vincent Price was born this day in 1911. Folks in this generation know him as the Laugh at the end of Michael Jackson's Thriller. He passed away in 1993. Lisa Left Eye Lopez of TLC was born this day in 1971. Passed away far too young in 2002. Yeah. Former Packer wide receiver Antonio Freeman is 53 years old today. The Chi-Lites landed their first and only number one single on this day in 1972. Should also say Andre 3000 from Outkast is 50 years old today. On this day in 1995, Cracked Rear View, the debut album by Hootie and the Blowfish, went to number one nearly 10 months after it was released. And one more, as much as I try to resist musical mentions of Justin Bieber, he's on the charts from this day in 2017, along with, and fix me if I get this wrong, Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee for the song Despacito. Tú eres el imán y yo soy el metal. Me voy acercando y voy armando el plan. Solo con pensarlo se acelera. It became the first number one on the charts, sung mostly in Spanish, since 1996. Wow. And the Macarena.
Oh my God.
I know.
Oh God. That's so embarrassing.
A very short national day calendar today. This is National Player Piano Day, which nobody sees those anymore. And the weirdly specific Grape Popsicle Day.
Wow.
So I know, but told you.
Is this like just big day, like coming after us? They want to sell Grape Popsicles.
I think so. Yes.
Big dessert.
Yeah, big dessert. Like Big Pharma and Big Oil. Big dessert. We got to move these Grape Popsicles. Let's create a day just for that. Dan, on a much more serious note, but as we were looking at stories that you're covering up in the Rhinelander area and then down here in the Chippewa Valley, we had a fatal jet ski accident on Lake Wasota on Friday, I believe it was, and you've had some fatalities up that way as well, all under the theme for our purposes here of, you know, be safe when you're out there in recreation, jet skis, swimming, driving, whatever it is, be careful out there.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we had a drowning and we had a bad car accident. And there's always ATV deaths, and pretty much all those ATV deaths are people without helmets. So be safe. I can already tell that the quiet times in the Northwoods, they're over. It's done. Now through Labor Day, is it, that we pretty much have nonstop people here, which is good, but it's also, you know, can be dangerous sometimes.
Oh, without a doubt. And how was your own weekend personally?
It was very good. I made it up to the cottage, spent some time with my parents and sister. I say cottage, but I'm self-conscious about it because all my friends made fun of me. But that's just what my parents called our little cabin. So
that's okay. You know, people will mock you sometimes if you have things like, you know, cabin or a boat. You know,
oh, my it's God. Okay.
Anyway.
Parker apologized to Pat.
It had nothing to do with Parker. Dan, have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah.
Still ahead, Laura Bird and Melissa Baldoff as part of our Tuesday mornings powered by Up North News. I'm Pat Kreitlum.
This is how we do it down in Puerto.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.